For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves. Next July, Jonesboro is expected to have a hotel and convention center open. It'll be on the campus of Arkansas State University. Jonesboro is very similar to Springfield, Missouri. Comparisons were made between the two cities during last week's groundbreaking ceremony. Tim O'Reilly is with O'Reilly Hospitality Management, which is making the project possible. O'Reilly says this is a project that is a big deal for Jonesboro because of the economic impacts that will open up to the city that have not been in Jonesboro before. He's from Springfield, Missouri, and uses Springfield as an example.
We actually don't have a large convention center there in Springfield, so Jonesboro is ahead of Springfield in that regard. And we've seen it in a lot of other communities, though, and the impact that it has economically and just bringing people for overnight stays to the community. And, you know, it allows a facility like this to be the centerpiece of both the university and the city, kind of the main gathering place, a place where a lot of special events happen, weddings, all manner of meetings, and whether it's business meetings or military conventions, anything that can happen that needs a large facility, we can help. So it's incredible for a community. It's transformative, and it will bring enormous economic impact to this area.
Mike Downing is the Vice President for Economic Development for Jonesboro Unlimited.
Springfield and Jonesboro have a lot of similarities. There's two big hospitals, the university, they have a downtown. And about 20 years ago, Springfield really wanted to merge a lot of activities between the university and downtown. They put a research and tech center in the downtown area owned by the university. And we're seeing Arkansas State and Jonesboro really cooperate on looking at the future and seeing what we can do, because we know that attracting and retaining that talent and developing that talent is key to our economic growth, because companies need more technical people, more professional people, and projects like this can really contribute to that.
And he says the Hotel and Convention Center is an important piece to the economic development of Jonesboro because of the conventions, conferences, family reunions, and other events that will come. We'll also be able to compete with convention centers in other areas of the region.
We think that it will compete very favorably because a lot of conventions and other things, they want to move it around to different communities because of their membership. We know that Jonesboro's got some amenities that we can appeal to. And then in the future, with the proposal of the bike plan and the pedestrian path into town, that's really going to be a big move because people want to have activities, you know, when they attend conferences and other things with the convention center.
Oh, okay. So you can see this kind of a piece of the pedestrian plan as well, huh?
You know, the university's got a good network of bike plan now, and with the line bikes, you know, you see a lot of activity. The really key to invigorating that growth is to see the whole community in this quality of life activities. A lot of groups here in town are looking at really kick-starting that quality of life activity, and that's really heartening.
And that's Mike Downing. For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting.